This is Hoes with Feelings.
The thing is, I do wish that I still have my nose ring. And so there is jealous. A tiny bit of jealousy. It just in your comfort with wearing a fake nose ring. Maybe I'm in the wrong. Maybe everyone is.
You think it's weird to wear a fake nose ring?
Yeah, why? I do. We're in our 30s. Like, that's one point.
That's one point. You're in your 30s. I'm 19.
Oh, sure. Okay. Older than me. Fully older
She's
than
young.
Me. Are you worried that it's just going to like slip out?
I did lose one last night in the club.
Oh, my God.
I lost the one I was wearing yesterday.
Yeah, okay.
Which I really liked because it was an evil eye.
Fantastic.
And I'm decked out in evil eye.
Yeah, you got enough. Yeah.
Okay, she's
whoever
protected.
Whoever is trying to get us. Do you know that I bought like six of them? Do you remember in Hydro when it was like
six
of them all in a row? No, to give to me, my mom, and my sisters to protect us from evil eyeing each other.
That's very smart.
That's, and I felt that was very Greek.
Yeah.
Sounds like something from the Odyssey.
Yeah.
Something like that.
I don't even remember what the Odyssey is about.
I don't either.
Who remembers what the Odyssey is about?
Not I. Mm-mm. Anyway. All right. Well, today is about travel.
Today's about travel and vacations.
Girls' trips.
But also, when we were just talking about being young, we can talk about our trip and how we went to Greece and we brought my niece to Greece, which I, in hindsight, I'm like, wow, that I thought that was going to go way better than
when
it did.
When I have told people your plan, I'm shocked that I didn't intervene now.
Why?
Because I just felt like you had it under control and this was like your family's decision. But when you say... first of all, I was in Europe. I did not plan this. I said, you can meet me on this date where I will be in Europe. And then
I changed the plans. I said, I'm bringing my niece.
Which I said, am I the nanny named Fran?
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, no, I'm, what is, fine, 2 days, okay. But I am not responsible for this child.
No,
like,
you weren't.
I was nervous and I wasn't. And it was totally fine. But I was also like, oh my God, I'm kind of responsible for, like, I'm here.
So my niece is 15. And I, the whole time, kept telling Melissa, and she is a runner and she's a track star. I mean, the reason why we said she's got to spend the summer in Greece is because she's been misbehaving.
Wait, you got to back up. The plan was not, okay, we'll tell her she is spending the summer in Greece.
Oh, yeah, she didn't
Carolina
know.
Brought her to Greece, kept her passport, and left her there.
Yo, when you say it like that, you make it sound really sinister and crazy. What happened is that... My thing is, I'm not going to leave her with her passport because, first of all, she could lose it. She's 15 and she didn't need it. So I was like, I'm going to take it with me. And then when I go pick her up in August, I'll give her. And I didn't just leave her alone. She's there with my cousin and her husband and their baby. She's staying with my family and she's in Greece having a great time.
But to be surprised left is really crazy.
It is.
Do you think that's going to fare well?
It's fine.
All right.
I mean,
it is the best punishment that you can
fathom. It is the best punishment.
Fathom.
And she deserves a punishment.
Have a Mamma Mia.
Have a Mamma Mia moment. Like, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No, for sure. It's
but
nice.
I kept saying while we were on our trip, I was like, being with her makes us look younger. Like, we look young
on
now.
On what planet does being next to someone who has the skin
baby
of, like,
soft
an
skin.
Absolute goddess.
Yeah.
Tall, tits high. Like, I felt ancient.
Yes.
Ancient. And it looked like you were her mom.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
If you saw us, it's giving mom and friend with teen.
I look like her mom?
Not because you look old. Just if I saw that dynamic anywhere out traveling, I wouldn't be like, I bet that's a
you
quirky
think,
aunt.
Okay, yeah. I would think like, okay, that's an aunt in her 20s.
Studio audience, what do you
that's
think?
That's an aunt in her 20s.
Me, right?
With... her
Mom.
Friend, who's also in her 20s.
You guys look identical. You guys look so much alike.
I don't look
There's no way. Whatever. I love that optimism.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we look like hags taking a child to
I didn't
to
look
Europe.
Like a hag. I think you didn't look like a hag either.
Thanks, girl.
Also, I'm just like, first of all, who gets to go to Europe with a bad bitch aunt and her bad
Here's
bitch friend?
Thing. I would have died for that. I would have died for that. And was she excited to hang out with us? No.
No.
Not for a second.
No, we took her on a catamaran ride. Mm-hmm. We watched the sunset in Greece. We jumped into the ocean. And she was kind of just like,
she was like, I hate this. You know, maybe I wouldn't have liked it either. If you want to be with your boyfriend, there is truly nothing that can, you know.
Okay, but when she grows up and she looks back on this, she's going to be like, I was being so
she
dumb.
She might be like, what a great trip to Greece I had.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But like, she won't be like, I was dumb for not whatever. Nobody regrets anything. Like, I do have that like weird amnesia where like, it started when I was a child when I like freaked out at Chuck E. Cheese's and I left the restaurant and I was like, I love Chuck E. Cheese. And I was two. And they were like, well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Active repression in our child, like immediately. So like I can reframe history and I feel like that's what she'll do.
Oh, I bet she will. And that's and fine with me.
Why
but
not?
For now, I have no regrets. Mm-hmm. I think I did what needed to be done. Okay. I am proud of us.
Yeah.
And I really do appreciate you going with me. And that was the thing, Melissa, like, I really appreciate you. Like, how many people can you say, like, okay, we're going on vacation. And then I just pull up and I'm like, I bring a 15-year-old. One who's an attitude problem.
Well, you know, was I super on board the first time you pitched it to me? No. But I don't know. You were so excited. And I really didn't want to not be there for your first Greece experience.
I needed you there.
I know. And I almost bailed because I was having a really good trip already. This was the first time this had happened to me where I was like, I've had like a great 2.5 weeks away and I could absolutely go home. And I don't know. It was the first time I had been with Leisure Center for that amount of time straight, barely like went to the bathroom by myself. And I was like, you know, that was hard. And I was also just like, oh, my God, this is why we're dating. Like, we had not had that much, like, quality time together.
You forgot.
I was like, oh, my God, you are great. Like, I was just like,
oh, my God,
shook.
I love him.
Yeah, so I was kind of like, I could go home, but I was like, don't be that girl. So I didn't.
Yeah.
And I'm glad. I'm very glad.
I mean, listen, there
really
were ups and there were downs, but there were a lot of ups.
There's a lot of ups.
And we had a lot of fun and did,
we
like,
always
cool
do.
Shit.
And that's... My favorite thing about us traveling together is it's the best and the worst part is that we are constantly playing like financial chicken.
Oh, yes.
Where it's like, yeah, I'll spend that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do that
too.
And
no.
We both know that we like kind of don't have it, but we always work it out.
Make it work. We always make it work.
Do you remember when I cried in Miami though that one time? I was like on the phone with like
unemployment. Yeah.
I was on the phone with unemployment. I was like, I need this job. Like they skipped a week.
That will really hold you back. Okay, do you remember when
I'm getting hot thinking about it. And
maybe
there's like
I shouldn't
literally
expose
like
myself,
the cars.
I also was like, in Greece on the phone with Hamide, like, okay, now go down.
That's illegal. Don't talk about that.
Yeah, never mind. Yeah.
But there were cars, you know, when people get those like crazy cars in Miami that like shoot and it's like so loud. I'm like hearing those on the street. I'm like on Collins with you crying. Those cars are going by. I'm like, No, I'm in New York. Like, it was just so dumb. Like, one of those moments where you're like, you've pushed it too far.
Yeah, I mean, but we stay
but that was
pushing
the last
it.
Day. I know.
The
we
problem
do push
with
it.
Us is that we enjoy nice things. And I feel like most comedians. We have a taste for opulence. Most comedians have, like, are on a budget and, like, are, like, hustling. And every time they get their money, they're like, I just made money off of comedy. I'm going to save it. No, we're like, I just made
I
money
don't
off
know
of comedy.
About that.
Let's fucking spend that shit. Every
I do,
time.
You know, when it's glaringly obvious is on tour. Like when we went to Seattle and we blew it the fuck out.
Like
oysters.
Crab. We ordered a whole crab. We
like
went to Seattle. We were in Seattle for less than an hour and ordered a full crab. Spent $100 for sure. Ordered a crab, had oysters. We wanted what was it? Shrimp.
Even like Natalie and Calvin were like, we'll get a soup. And we
were
like,
they were like, we'll just get like, you know, a taco. And we were like, no, let's fucking run it.
I love that about us though.
No, I do
and
too.
Like eventually the finances will catch up. And I feel like that's our optimism and what we feed each other with is like, although I did hear this, and this is most American shit ever, where it's like Americans, we all see ourselves as temporarily embarrassed millionaires. You get it? Because it's like, you think you're going to be a millionaire. But right now, not right now. Like, this is a moment for me.
Yes,
this is a moment.
I'm just in this
but
moment.
But everybody thinks they're going to be wealthy. I don't know if everybody thinks that, but like.
I don't think everybody thinks that they're going to be
wealthy.
I think
a lot of people do.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think
just
that's
what I heard.
Interesting. I mean, I think I'm going to be wealthy.
This is Barry Wendy Williams. How you doing? I pointed to them.
Yo.
You should be here all the time. So Monkey Fingers is in. I can't believe I like committed to not calling you that. Your
Why?
Hands are so normal. Absolute Normal Hands. That's a crazy nickname.
It's not a crazy nickname. Her fingers do look like monkey fingers. My mom also has monkey fingers. My mom's fingers are like that.
Okay, whatever. Point being, we pulled it off.
We always pull it off.
We always
do. We've had some good, like, we did Scotland together. We did London together.
How funny is it? So a lot of our friends are headed back to the Fringe Festival.
In Edinburgh.
In Edinburgh.
Blah.
Blah. And we were, like, so traumatized leaving. And what do I want to do?
Go right back.
I feel left out.
I feel left out as well. It was a good time.
It was great.
Listen, I was just going through things. I was also sleeping on an air mattress.
And I was on the couch. And she was watching her pump it up with the foot pump every night. It was so sad.
Putting the living in a living room, okay?
Yeah, we were living in the living room.
And it was so sad. Like, she'd be laying on the couch and I would be fucking... Not only was this air mattress like a foot pedal pump air mattress, and I would have to pump it every day, and I'd just be sitting there looking at her like...
We'd make eye contact fully at the end of the day, not speak, and just speak without words.
Yeah, and we'd be like, okay, this is...
And yet, I'm like, this sounds fun.
We did have a good time.
That was another...
I think we also...
It's because I went from warm weather to cold weather, which I think is really crucial as far as, like, planning travel. Like, when you are... Like, this trip that I did, UK.
Then you went to
And then I went to hot weather. And I think that I loved England so much because I knew I was going to get real sun in Greece. If that was my main trip, I don't know if I would have liked it.
And I told you this already, because when Melissa... I'm coming from... New York to Scotland. I'm so excited to be in the UK. I've never been to the UK before in my life. It's literally my dream to go there. I'm like, Melissa was like,
I hate it here.
And she was like, you don't understand. This is depressing. This
it
weather is
was.
Disgusting.
When the plane landed,
but now
it
that
got
I've been
dark.
In Greece, now that I've been to Greece,
imagine going from absolute paradise to rainy, wet, cold August. Like, my body knows when I'm supposed to be in warm weather.
Greece
and that
is
was
paradise. I am in love with Greece.
Yeah.
I might, you know, we're planning my trip back to go retrieve. I'm going to retrieve my niece. But I'm only going to be there for like one day.
Are you really?
Yeah.
You're going to go
one
for
day.
One day?
Yeah.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. I ain't paying for those tickets. Kendra's paying for the tickets. And if Kendra wants her daughter back
you
in
already
one day.
Have the what?
I have the one ticket. But
I know,
if Kendra's,
and I do too is the hard part.
So if my sister wants her daughter back in a day, she'll get her a day. Also, we have a layover in Oslo.
True. Oh my God. My friend had that one time.
A
Stephanie had that one
layover.
Time. And she was like, I'm going to the Viking Museum. I was like, don't you fucking dare. You are going to miss this flight. Come back and don't. Take a taxi to the Viking Museum.
I have
like, that's
overnight.
Insane.
It's an overnight one.
Okay, well, you're going to be sleepy. Actually, you know what? You can get a lot of really good smoked fish in that airport.
I know. People talk
Bring
about that.
Bring it back.
No, like, we're
Bring
probably going to have to get a hotel because we are, like, getting off the plane and then getting on the plane the next day.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like a layover.
Well, that's cool.
No, I know.
Fun.
I'm so excited. I want to make Liliana go out with me in Norway. She literally, I took her to Milan. Mind you, on the way to Greece, we went to Milan.
Wait, is it awesome?
We casually had lunch in Milan on the way to Greece. I was like, bitch, are
you? You better be happy.
I mean, when you went off on her on the boat, I was like, Melissa loves me.
I did not go off on her on
but
the boat.
But I was like, Melissa loves me. She's my knight in shining armor.
Nobody rides for their family the way that you do. I am being the biggest bitch about my sister's wedding. I'm like, it's taking over my life. And like, you would be handling this with absolute grace and class. And I'm trying to. I'm really trying to.
I don't know about that. Weddings are another beast.
It's just like every single month there's been something where I like have to go to Pittsburgh. And it was like a different wedding in June. It's just like everything.
Sorry.
I'm doing
weddings
okay.
Weddings are a mess.
I'm doing okay.
And
I'm doing okay.
I think the sister.
I'm
the
just hanging on by a thread.
Sister of the
mentally.
Bride. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm maid of honor. I'm like.
Oh, you're maid of honor.
With my other sister, luckily.
Oh, okay, okay.
So it's like, yeah, everything kind of is me. And like, we went back for like the bridal shower, which was fun. Mm-hmm. But there's all of these rules that I don't fucking know about.
Like
my mom is like, well, you're running the bridal shower. You're the maid of honor. And I was like, who made up these rules in 1986 and like didn't tell me about it? Like, what are you like? I don't know. It's just like very bizarre trad wife culture that I'm like not trad a part
wife.
Of.
What's and trad my mom, wife?
Trad wife is like
traditional wife. Ah.
But like, and not like I'm even frowning on that culture. I'm just like, I don't know the traditions.
I don't really know the, I know what some of the traditions are.
I'm learning a lot. I'm learning a lot. I'm and a I'm non-traditional. Learning
it's expensive. Mm. But I feel like my wedding was very non-traditional.
You're not trad wife, yeah.
No.
Well, you cook a lot.
I cook, but that's it. All I do is cook a lot.
Okay, this leads in well to one little thing.
Fights when you travel.
Which, like, we are pretty good about. Like,
we are good at fighting.
On tour, I feel like I'm a little more edgy, and you love to, like, poke at me when we're on tour. So I was expecting some of this. Mm-hmm. But this is what I learned about you, is it's only when you have an audience. When we are one-on-one, she is... Mother Teresa to me. She is so lovely, so takes care of me, so sweet. One person is around, she is ready to throw it down, and it's a surprise to me. It's a sucker punch. That's what I'll say.
I don't even know what
a verbal sucker punch.
Describe throw it down. I said one thing in a store. A lady gave me a compliment.
I'm not even talking about the store.
Okay, so what are you talking about?
Well, sure. We'll do that first.
A lady gave me a compliment, and she said something. I don't remember what the compliment was.
She said, I love your outfit.
Oh, she loved my outfit. Ew, what was I wearing? Oh, it was a good outfit.
And Carolina goes,
at least someone loves me.
And the entire store turns and looks at me, and I'm like, I wasn't even speaking
but
aloud.
They knew that I was just
joking. No, they didn't. They this is a different culture. The guy working there goes, my friend hit me too. And it looks at me. And I was like, I didn't do anything.
Everyone was like,
it looked like a boyfriend who, like a girlfriend's crying. And everyone's like, oh, that piece of shit boyfriend. That was the vibe in the store.
This is
I was just living
was.
My life, paying for my things. Then, well, before that, the boat one. That's what I was going to bring up first as
the
we're
boat.
Talking trad wife.
What is the boat?
Carolina just randomly goes, well, I'm a bigger feminist than you.
Oh, yeah, I did. I said I was more feminist than you.
Out of nowhere, apropos to nothing, when I'm actively taking care of your niece with you, I was just like, why are you trying to fight with me in front of this boat audience?
I wasn't trying to fight with you.
You were trying to fight with me.
I think sometimes you hear the things that I say and you think I'm trying to start a fight when I'm just like playing.
Okay. That is a different type of friendship that we have and that I do feel sometimes is fun. I was not in a place to play.
Okay.
I was not down to clown. I was like, why am I not feminist? Yeah, it did. It was triggering
she
for whatever reason.
She got really upset about it.
When
I
you're
was
cooking
surprised.
Dinner every night, you're married. Who's cooking and cleaning for me? Leisure center. Who's doing it at your house? You.
Excuse
feminism.
Me, how many cleans for me?
Okay, whatever.
And he has
I'm not going to fight about it. I'm not going to fight about it. I'm not going to fight about it. But that was crazy.
She said
me.
She's not going
to
fight about it, but she's starting to fight.
Gorgeous, gorgeous boat situation.
Okay, listen, I just want to say one thing.
You see what I deal with?
You know, I just want to say one thing. Please, I please, did please. Not expect you to get that upset. I swear on God.
The reason I say this is because I think I am more sensitive when I travel.
Yes. And I now.
And I will give you that.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is exactly. Because I
because
am
when
having
she
the
came
time
to me
of
about
my life.
This, when she like, first she like snapped at me at night and I was like, okay, she's mad. And then the next day,
well,
she was like,
I
need
thing.
To talk to you. And I was like, and I felt like, I was like, I understand what she was saying and she wasn't down to clown and I get that. But on my other hand, I was like, I'm actually so happy to be here. I'm actually so grateful that you let me come. And I genuinely was trying to like not get on your nerves.
Well, and that's what was at the core of all of it at the end of the day. Because what was like bothering me, which we talked about, was like, you'd be like, could you pass the bread? I know you hate doing that for me. Could you do this?
I know.
I know you're going to get mad at me, but will you like pass the
she's
salt?
She's dragging it.
Like I'm a monster.
She's dragging it
so
the
I was
mud.
Like, she thinks I'm such a frigid bitch. So then I felt like I was being more of a bitch. And then I was like, I just have to stop this cycle. And that's when we had the talk.
Yeah.
And when we had the talk, I realized how hard you were trying. And that's what you were like saying with those things that I was like taking in a sensitive way. I get it. But it is like... Kind of, and the other, like when I woke up to Carolina's voice going, don't wake up, Melissa.
Oh,
she's so grumpy when she wakes up. She'll bitch us out. She'll
curse
you out.
Curse you out.
To Liliana. And I was like, you're making me sound like a monster.
But to me, it's just a like it. But first of all, you don't imagine like being waking woken up
that way.
I hear you. One, you do not like being woken up, Melissa. I know. And that's what I have learned. And two, I wasn't doing it like a sneaky, like talk shit about you way. But in a like, you better shut it up, Liliana.
Which is even worse. So I'm like, Liliana thinks I'm a bitch.
Well, it's good. Whatever. And she should. She should be scared of you.
Fair, fine. But my point
She's
is,
child.
We had a really productive talk.
Yeah, we did.
We really did. And we cried. And then, like, I really saw, once again, like, I with Frank, I was like, this is why you're my girl. Mm-hmm. Like, you were like, there was something really sweet where you were like, I can't find my phone and the ringer's off. And I was like, oh my God, she put the ringer off so she didn't wake me up in the morning. Like, little things like that. I was like, oh my God, she is trying so hard. And I was very touched.
I'm glad you saw that.
Because you love to be loud in the morning. You were so good in Greece.
I was tiptoeing like a motherfucker.
And that's when I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Very sweet.
Because I
want you to feel like I'm a huge bitch. She does think I'm a huge bitch.
I don't think you're a huge bitch. I think you're a little bit of a bitch, but so am I.
Okay, I'll take
that. Like, you want me to lie to you and tell you you're not a little bit of a bitch?
No, I accept
it. Come on now, we're friends.
You know me.
All my friends are bitches.
But I think that the point...
Literally, look at the lineup from last night.
Oh
bitches,
my God.
All of them.
Yeah, scary.
Okay?
We're all scary.
Just demons. But I love them.
Me too. Me too. It was, yeah.
That's absolutely what I'm saying. Like, absolutely. I think you are, even if we do get into our fights, you are still my favorite person to travel with. I feel like we have... so much fun. Remember in Guatemala, we literally have so much fun. You push me to be more fun.
I do push
when
you.
I want to give up on something. Like that time God. That we were in Livingston and I wanted to give up and just sleep because we ate and we got so drunk drinking that mama. What the fuck was
I
that called?
I don't know, but it was
some
crazy.
Fucking backwoods island alcohol. And we just
we
got,
both fell asleep.
We both, I mean,
I woke
this
up.
Shit, she woke up and she was like, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And then you got mad at me because I told Ham that you gave me ketamine. Oh, we don't talk about
allegedly?
That.
Allegedly
gave me ketamine. She allegedly woke me up by sticking her nail in my nose. Can we not talk about drugs on our podcast?
I don't know. Sure.
I'm sorry. I think it's fine to talk about.
We did. That's okay.
That's who we are.
All right.
Listen, we're talking about drugs on our podcast because we do them sometimes. I did shrooms at my wedding.
Allegedly.
I did shrooms at my wedding and I said it on stage last night in front of my mom.
That's a little more acceptable to say than a horse tranquilizer abroad.
I don't care. I feel like I've never done enough for it to make me feel like I'm tranquilized. It always gets me pumped.
That's,
it worked.
Yeah.
And then we went out into the night and we walked in the
dark. And you fell down.
And I fell. I fell and I started bleeding.
And Melissa
said, get up. I hear the music. We will find this party.
I said, we'll get you some napkins.
But then we partied in Livingston with the people from Livingston.
Yes.
Playing all this good ass music. Like, I'm so glad. You make me go do fun things.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is my cross to bear when I travel with you. And I'm happy to bear it. Because, yeah, I mean... that was one thing I will say was really positive about my UK experience was me and Frank were on the go. We are the same level. We were never one place for more than 24 hours. It was just like, boom, 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 we're going. And then, but I like, but I like it. I like being like, let's find something new. Let's whatever. And I'm kind of like, camp counseling a little bit and fun.
But
and
I also camp counseled in Athens. You did the catamaran in a different way.
No, that's what
you
we
got out of the catamaran.
We cover different bases. Yeah. I was forced to go on a bike tour.
Yeah. I mean, we went on an electric bike tour that literally was so fun. And Melissa, as soon as she got there, was like, I'm not wearing a helmet. What is this going to be like?
Am I
going
to
asking the guy all these questions? He was so sweet. He adjusted everything for us. He was like, yeah, we can make it half an hour because you want to go to
this. I
didn't
want to be by cars. Yeah. I'm not getting hit by a fucking car on
vacation.
Going
off on him about this. The more we get on the bikes, it's an electric bike. So yes, it's hot, but we're like whizzing down. We get on the bikes and we start having so much fun. And then little by little, Melissa starts extending it. She's like, we can do 45 minutes. Actually, no, we can do the hour. She's like, no, you can do 30 more minutes. She's like, what else are you going to show us? Okay, maybe we'll just do the full 2 hours. Yeah, no.
Literally. I was like, 45 minutes tops. We have to be out of here at exactly 45 minutes from when we started. And he was like, okay, okay. And yeah, we did a full 2 hours. Yeah.
I mean, it was perfect. And then when we did get to that art exhibit,
like bikes,
it was like perfect.
Yeah, it was great.
It was on time.
It was great. I'm really backed up in Instagram posts and I'm in a really bad way. And that's when I'm like, oh my God, I am so millennial and it's humiliating. And that, like, why can't I post in the moment? Like, this trip, I really was so in the moment. Like, stories, yes, I'll go the fuck off.
She was.
But I lose the plot when I travel and I do love it.
I low-key am the girl on the vacation that's like, let's take a picture.
Oh, yeah.
Let's do a video.
Like, you're ruining the moment.
And she's like, I don't want to do this. I want to be in the moment. I want to be.
I did not say
there was
in
one
the moment.
Night
I said
when you,
you
were like,
ruined a moment.
You okay? I ruined a moment, but
because
our
she was making
video,
me do this clap thing every day.
It's for the song.
It was funny.
I don't
like
lose you now.
Because you did it so offbeat. It was hilarious.
I did it offbeat by myself.
No, the video. Oh. It's like, I don't want to lose you now. Dad, boom. Like it,
it
is,
was hard.
Of course.
I
but
tried.
It's much better. It's really, I'll treasure that video forever. Because
okay, yay. I need to put it on Instagram. I need to make it.
Shit
it was the goofiest
shit I've ever been forced to do. And everyone like at the hotel knew about it because they'd be like, oh, they're doing their clap again today.
I know, because
like,
I'd be like, hey,
so
can you
silly.
Take a video of us clapping?
And it's me like.
And me being like.
Also, I'm like kind of bad at it. Like that was something else that I learned.
Or
I like,
she would put her hand like this, and I would hit
like,
it, and her whole body would shake.
Whatever.
She'd be like, oi, 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 oi.
Yeah.
Like a spring.
Yeah. I don't know. And now I'm like, I don't want to not post about these things, but it's like, oh, that was a month ago.
That doesn't matter. Just put your shit up, girl.
Yeah, I will, I guess.
Put your shit up. I mean, it's hard. I've decided, especially with my TikTok, if I feel like doing it right now, I will post it right there in the moment. Who knows what's going to happen?
I love that. And that's very Gen Z, I think. And that's like TikTok, I do feel, no,
Melissa,
actually, I feel really
I am
tight.
Gen Z. I keep trying to tell you.
I always forget. Yeah. Yeah, my young friends.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me chaperoning my young friends.
Yeah. Hamidi always says that to me. He's like, we old. I'm like, no, 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 Hamidi.
You're old.
I'm 19. You're a pervert.
You're a fucking pervert.
Running around marrying a 19-year-old young woman and you're in your 30s.
Criminal.
Nasty man.
I love that. Hamide does seem decades older than us. Not in a bad way.
In a bad way sometimes.
No, in a responsible way.
In a very
well,
responsible way.
You got
way.
A talking to when we came back.
I got a talking to when we came back. I even got a talking to this morning.
Oh, really? About
he
what?
Said, I just was like, what do you think about the show? And he was like, it was very good, blah, 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 blah. But he was like, but you need to start promoting it way ahead of time. He said, you didn't promote it until you came back from Greece. And he's like, if you had promoted it before you came back from Greece, you probably would have had more people and it would have been bigger. He's like, but it was very good for your first one. But now, you know, for the next one, start to promote it right now. And I was like, damn.
Does Hamidi work for CAA? What is going on? Like he's saying all of the right things, too. And they're hitting
he
me
not,
as well.
Hamidi, like,
he should give us like talks.
Our therapist said that he like spoils me and like coddles me and that we have our therapist came for me the other day. She was like, he's not your father. Like, he's not responsible.
Agree to disagree,
miss. Okay. Danny. But anyways, she was like, he's not your father. And like he you're talking to him like he's your dad. You like what? She came for, like, snatched my wig, even though I don't have a wig, which is fine. But I was just like, first of all, bitch. Actually, I didn't say that. I cried. I sat there and I cried. She came for my
silently?
Neck about him. Yeah. No, not
wait,
silently.
Something
I was, like,
funny
fully,
that
like,
I did the other night. Yeah.
Stop me.
I came home drunk and I cried. Frank is asleep. And I go stand next to the bed and I say something cryptic like, well, that's it. Or like something weird, and Frank opens his eyes and just sees me like, and he's like, ah! And he was like, what are you doing? Acting like a ghost. What eyes? He goes, what eyes?
He said, you were acting like a ghost? I know you were. I bet you were.
But that's when it was like, I don't know. Like my crying, like I was just being dramatic, but it felt like performance art in the moment where I was like, someone has to witness this because it was like mascara down the face.
We really are the same person, Melissa, because that's some shit I would do.
So I just stood next to the bed and I thought he might wake up just from me standing there with the energy, but he didn't. He's freaking snoring. So I had to say the line and maybe even tap a little bit. And he was so creeped out. He was like, but then he was awake.
One
and
of
we
my
got to
favorite
talk about
things
it.
To do is to walk into the room while Hamide's sleeping and stare at him and will him to wake up with
yeah.
my eyes.
Does it work?
It does work sometimes.
See,
sometimes
cool.
I have to get close to him, look at him out. Closer. Sometimes I do it from standing up to like looking down at him, but sometimes I have to get on the bed and look.
I'll try that angle.
I love
I bet
doing
from above. It. Is really effective.
From above is really effective, but like I have to be careful. Cause you know, today she's run around her panties. I said, put pants on.
Who?
Because Hamide, my friend Monkey Fingers, who's visiting me from South Carolina, who's also in the studio.
How you doing?
I'm like, you better put some pants on because I literally got in trouble because he told the therapist that I had brought my friend into his room in her panties and she was not in her panties. She was wearing a leotard.
He's Muslim.
Yes, I know. I know. I must say I keep forgetting, but I don't. So like, he was like, you cannot bring into our bedroom in panties. I was like, I'm laughing. The therapist, this is why, honestly, at this point, I think the therapist is on his side. She thinks I'm crazy because, first of all, she wasn't in her underwear. She was wearing a bodysuit.
What is he? Do you think Hamide knows the difference between underwear and a bodysuit? First of all,
bodysuit's covered. Of all,
yeah, but like,
but no pants.
Yeah. He's like, your friend's vagina is close to me in
it
our
wasn't that close.
Bedroom space.
It wasn't like, even close to him. We were standing out away from the bed. We were calling his. We were whispering.
Well, voicing his boundaries.
Yes, and I respect that. And so I said, put on some pants because I don't want to get in trouble.
Okay, Jonah Hill Hamide.
Don't post bikini pictures. No. I know. Would Frank ever say anything to you about posting?
No, me are either. You kidding?
Okay,
no.
I think... He's never said anything about posting, but like if he sees me in the moment, he'll be like, put some shorts on under that skirt.
Fair.
That's about as much as
Fair.
He'll do.
Frank is scared to say that.
Ooh.
I don't know, maybe. No, if I asked, I think because Leisure Center does not want me commenting on what he is wearing. He will only he'll only say something if it's like a fashion note. I would say that.
Ah, cute.
It's cute, but it's also humiliating. Like, if I'm like this and he's like, no. Like, then I'm like, fair.
But that's
like,
a
it's
vibe,
brutal.
Though. Can
it's
you
brutal.
Imagine? But also, Leisure Center is so fashion, so stylish.
Impeccable
he
taste.
Knows his shit.
Yeah. No, okay. It's he's always right. But then there's some things where he's told me not to buy them and I bought them and I'm like,
look at me now.
Look, yeah, look. Everyone is obsessed with this. Mm-hmm. So, like, I do have to trust myself.
You have to, like, stay to your personal style.
Yeah.
I said, my thing with Hamide is that it's not about, like, fashion, because he don't know nothing about fashion at all. His is just, like, don't show your kuka to people.
Well, that's fair. That's fair. And he's not tweeting about it. He's talking to you about it in therapy.
Yeah. He's like, just don't show your cuckoo. He's like, wear whatever you want to wear. Wear the short dress, but like put some shorts underneath, please. And it's also because I never sit with my legs closed.
I know.
My legs are open. They're here. They're there. They're just everywhere. So it makes sense that he.
Did you wear shorts today?
No.
I was like. He's going to be like, well, maybe that's a boundary. Don't show your pussy on the podcast.
Okay, I'm wearing panties and I showed it to you. They can't see it.
Okay. Maxime, did you see that?
Did you see that? He's not even listening to us. Wow.
We love straight men.
We love straights.
Oh my God. Well, I think that like ultimately every girl's trip is going to have the highs.
And
the
lows.
And we do a really good job at maximizing both and keeping a medium.
I think we don't have a lot of lows, though.
I don't think,
we
do
have
either.
Like one low a trip.
Literally.
Literally one
but
snack. I think
also,
even in Guatemala, I feel like we didn't really fight in Guatemala, did we?
We didn't. It was like the last day we were both kind of burnt out. the market situation. I felt really bad about it. Like, made us go to this market and it was just like huge drama. And then I, well, you know what a lot of it is too? It's like, I feel like my family shit comes up where I'm like, it's my fault. Like, my drama in Greece was also kind of like, oh my God, maybe I shouldn't have come. Liliana's gonna be mad. And just because, like, all of that.
Are you kidding me? I literally needed you so bad.
Maybe I ruined it.
Ruined what for her? Nothing made her happy.
Just because you're. When your cousin, who didn't know I was listening, was like, maybe you're just too wrapped up in your friend. And I was like,
yeah, but
she didn't know the situation. And I actually was like, we have included her so hard and been like, you are one of us. You are our friend, whatever. But I think
also because all Becky really saw, my cousin saw, was me being like, take Liliana, I'm going to the club.
We had one club night.
One club night. But it was the night where I was like, hi, Becky. Haven't seen you in a long time. Congratulations on moving to Greece. Take this baby. I mean, take this teenager. I'm going to the club.
But the next night we
Melissa
stayed with her.
And my new friend and our new friend that we met that night.
Okay. We were literally dining on like one of those like
rooftops.
Jackie. Athens rooftops where it's like Acropolis view the service is terrible. And this girl was on a Tinder date with this guy who I did think was cute.
I thought he was cute. I also thought they were a full couple.
I thought they'd been dating for a long time and she was losing interest. But she was taking pictures of him with the Acropolis. Mm-hmm. And he did not take photos of her. But I was just like, for a guy to be like, take my photo.
Yeah.
Then she starts talking shit about him to us in front of him. And I was like, and we find out he only speaks German.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
Yeah.
Like, and they met vibe. That night. And she's like, I hate him. What are you guys doing? And we're like, we're going out. And she's like, great. So he like goes to the bathroom and she's like, don't come back.
No,
literally.
He went somewhere and I think he thought she was going to follow him.
Oh, right.
And then she never came.
Like, I'm not going.
And then we literally spent the entire time kind of like looking at the door to see if he was going to come back.
Yeah.
And then finally I was like, just text him and say there's no connection.
What did she keep making us do shots of? Sambuca.
I don't even know what that is.
I
can
actually,
genuinely
I
tell
like,
you I don't know what that
maybe
is.
Maybe I'm back on Sambuca.
What is Sambuca? I just
it's
did
like,
it. This, I have a problem.
Liqueur that like, I don't know. To me, it's like senior citizens. You put a couple of espresso beans in it. You drink it after dinner. I don't know.
Like Mestica?
I mean, it makes sense. Mestica, I think they didn't have. Maybe that's why they were like, do Sambuca instead. Yeah,
I will
I don't
say
know.
Thank you so much for introducing me to Mestica.
Oh, my God.
I'll give you
You're
some.
Welcome.
I have some at the house. I'll give you some. It's this like sweet Greek alcohol that you can take shots of. But to me, it's so good cold. Like,
yeah,
amazing.
It's really the best thing. That you could ever drink.
And, you know, I've been cooking really Greek because I bought all those spices.
Right.
I have been cooking up a storm with those spices. And the food has been bomb. I made the tzatziki.
Excellent. Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
Here I am being a trad wife cooking for my husband.
Trad wife.
I owe him, though.
Feminist. Feminist.
Listen, I owe him. I owe him a lot and
financially.
So, and I can't give him any money. So I can cook for him though. That's all I really have to offer.
That's great.
You know when men are like,
that's
what
like
do you
me
bring
washing
to the table?
Dishes. That's
yeah,
like me.
You
I wash
dishes?
Dishes.
I hate dishes.
It's part of my thing now. Maxime, how are we doing on time? I knew
okay,
it.
Perfect.
My internal clock is so good. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I had no idea.
Well, it's become an issue, as we talked about in maybe the first episode, where I will wake with a fright at certain times. One time, Frank was in London, and he was like, yeah, I have to, like, get on the train at this time. And I was like, that's 2 a.m. for me. I don't think I'll be up. I'm going to bed early. What time did I flitter my eyes open with a fright?
2 a.m.?
2 a.m., exactly.
And you called him and you said, my love.
Yeah, and he didn't answer.
Ooh.
So I was like, how are you? And then have you watched Real Housewives of New York?
Yes. Yes.
What do you think?
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I think, like, let's give it some time. I like Jenna Lyons.
I'm obsessed with Jenna Lyons.
I love Jenna Lyons. She's kind of like neurotic and like, just like.
Well, it's about time. Like, so the Housewives have been flirting with lesbianism for so long. I'm just, like, excited to see a full lesbian on camera.
Martina.
Because everyone's like, tell us about it. And it's like, yeah, obviously everyone
is gay. But
Martina
from Miami.
Fine. That's true. You're right. And, like, the OC girls now. But I don't know. For some reason, you're exactly right. There's Martina. For some reason, she's just, like, I think like a it's different drawing representation. The girls in.
It's drawing the girls in, but Jenna Lyons is a different representation from Martina because Martina's so strongly femme.
Exactly.
And Jenna Lyons is a little bit more androgynous. Exactly. Not full, but just like a little tinge of androgyny
the apartment,
there.
All of it. I just.
Everything about her is so chic. The car, the apartment. And like when she told, what was that other girl? She was like, you can't have Alexander Wang on your back and Balenciaga on your back.
You know, it's so funny. Like, I think fashion girlies do fight the like canceling of designers a lot. Mm-hmm. In the sense that like, you know, fashion girlies will be like, well, Galliano, blah, blah. You know what I mean? And it's like, whatever. That to me was really bold. For her to be in fashion PR, to wear Alexander Wang, and then, yeah, on top of that. And I was just like, Jenna Lyons is the realest.
I didn't even think
ever.
About it like that. I thought she was just saying that's too many labels.
I think she was saying that's too many labels, but I also took it as like, you're wearing Alexander Wang. In like, I don't
controversy.
Know. No, whatever. He's or maybe it's fine now. What do I know?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know, but either way, I loved that. I like Psy too. I think Psy's really cunty.
I think Psy's going to annoy me eventually, but
she's
I'm still
kind of annoying in that like influencer way where she's like, she's kind of dragging the like, I'm a bad bitch kind of like, but she's like, I'm bringing all these bags and like, do you even know me? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm bringing my own toilet paper. It's like a little bit, it's a little gaggy. It feels a little like she's doing it for the camera a little bit, but I like it. The fashions are good. I used to follow her. I don't remember why I stopped following her, but I might start following her again. I like her fashions. Brynn, I don't like the way that she dresses.
That's what I was just going to ask you about.
I don't like Brynn's
but
the way that
gonna
she's...
But she's going to be crucial, I think, to the show.
She's
going to
be great for the show.
Because when she's not around, we're like, where's Brynn?
Yes. But also, I did like that episode without her.
You did? See, I was kind of like, where's Brynn?
Well, you
personally.
Know what? I think that when Brynn's not around, you at least have Uba. And I think Uba is...
Uba's fun!
So fun. Mm-hmm. She's so fun. She's so pretty. She's so cute. She's strange.
Yes.
She's talking about which way is north.
But I loved that because I'm like, I never know.
But she wanted to sit
Why?
Facing north.
I don't think there's anything weird about that. Just kidding. Of course I do.
Okay. I was like, what? I hate when people tell me to go north, south, or west. Or east.
Exactly.
It's like, what the fuck? Exactly. Do I look like a fucking compass? You're trying to tell me that I'm walking down the
even
street.
Even in the subway.
Even
I get
in
pissed
Manhattan.
When they're like northwest.
Yeah.
Facing whatever. Unless things are numbered, do not.
Do not.
And
I
even
hate
when
that.
They're numbered. And even when they're numbered.
Paris always
Don't
does
give
that.
Me that.
Paris
way.
Will always say to me like, walk north, walk
say
south.
Say numbers are going up, numbers are going down.
Say uptown, downtown.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I got really...
Yeah. Yeah, actually, they could put that on a subway thing.
Just
uptown
say,
is this
uptown,
way, downtown is this way.
North, southwest,
northwest
east.
Northwest corner.
Are you crazy? I'm about to get a tattoo of a compass because I really do not know directions and also it feels sentimental.
What? That would be completely pointless. The compass is not going to move on you.
No. It's not just about the direction. It's like
Why?
A sentimental thing.
What? Because you don't understand north, south, east, west?
No, because I'm like, you know, because I'm... connected to the ocean.
Yeah.
I am a woman of the ocean. I'm a woman of boats. And you know, I just feel like a compass is like very like boat related.
Is it?
And like, I don't know. It's just like a compass. So you're like, oh, I always know where I'm going in life.
This is why I don't have any tattoos. Because every idea is terrible. That is the worst.
And you know what? And you know what?
I've ever heard.
And you know what? It's going to be
it's going to be wrong all the time.
No, actually, it's going to be a compass. But instead of east, north, southwest, listen to this.
East, north, southwest. Who says it that way?
Okay, whatever. Instead of those things, instead of those like letters, it will have me, my sister, my grandma, my mom.
And me in the middle. Me in the middle going...
No, not their photos, just like KK and then like.
Well, that's even more confusing. Now you're not going to know even north.
It's
which
a
one
personal
is which.
Touch.
All right.
It's a personal touch. I don't know where I'm going to get this tattoo or if I'm ever going to get this tattoo because I'm scared of needles. I already have one tattoo and I don't know if I can do it again.
I support you in everything that you do and all of your ventures.
No, you all don't. Right. I think you're getting drunk. I am.
First of all, the amount that I've held this together being hungover. Excuse surprise, me. Surprise. I've been hungover this whole time.
Surprise, we went to Le Bain last night.
You've not been. Yeah, I was like scrubbing this. Just like,
first of all, oh, I don't have it. Listen, I don't really get hungover anymore because of the Prozac. Isn't that crazy? Okay, and let me know if you guys do, if you take Prozac, if you get, my therapist like, also takes Prozac.
I take Prozac again. Or I took for one summer, which, you know, it is crazy. So right now it's like Venus retrograde, which I'm at the point where I'm like, stop telling me when things are going to be bad. Do you know what I mean?
What does maybe is that like a love bad. Romance retrograde?
I don't know, but like it has had me a little twisty, I gotta say. And the last time it was like this was the worst summer of my life, where I did wind up medicated briefly. Mm-hmm. So I was like, are we headed in that direction? I don't know.
Don't even it let that come into your mind.
It could be cute to be on a little...
Yeah, but if you don't need it, don't take it unless you need it. You don't be like, I might. Go in positive, like, I won't, but only take it if you need it. I don't like taking it, but I will say it did fucking help me.
Yeah.
Oh my God, bitch, did it help me? Mm. Okay, the depression was depressioning.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel great when I'm hanging out and like doing that. I don't know.
Girl, I mean, it was like really, 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 really bad. Like I had to go low.
I remember.
To get back up high. I don't know. But I will say it is harder to get drunk. Like I can drink a lot.
I was getting more drunk. What was I on? Zoloft.
You were on a very low dose
of Zoloft.
Yeah, Zoloft.
This was the worst part is when I did stand up and I was crushing, I didn't feel it. It was dark. I was doing like Sex and City tours and I was like, I had all these Australians laughing and I was like, I feel nothing. And I was like, I gotta get off of this. I know it's crazy.
That's kind of hot,
and I would get
though.
Drunk off of one. Maybe, but
I don't know what that feels like.
For?
Prozac definitely doesn't do that. You still feel feelings.
I didn't feel low and I didn't feel high.
Mm. And I think what it did was it like mellowed me out a little bit. And so that my anxiety wouldn't just go immediately. It would just be like.
That's nice. I don't feel like I'm spiraling. I feel like I got to the point. And to be honest, like, it's so like, I'll be like, I'm on the edge of a breakdown. And I'll be like, actually, this is a really great summer. Like, I'm just like, it's like so crazy.
Well, you know what it's I so was, crazy. Okay, can I just say this really quickly? And it like has, I don't know what has anything to do with anything, but I just feel like I forget all the time to be appreciative of what I do have. And like in my mind, like I came back from Greece and I was like, you spent too much money. You're broke. You ain't got no job. You're a fucking loser. Now you got to sell tickets to this show. Just all this like negative
ass
self-talk. But you
pulled it off. It was an amazing show.
Not only that, I was like, my life is not that bad. I am not starving. I'm not destitute in the streets. You know what I mean? Like, I actually, like, am so lucky that I even have Hamide to be there for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm so lucky to even, like, be able to, like, try to even do a show like this when, like, a couple years ago, I probably wouldn't have.
I was
and then,
really
like,
proud
all
this
of
stuff.
You. Thank you.
Really proud of you. It's a perfect match. Like, it really is so great to see when your friend, I'm like, you found your thing.
I do really think it's my thing. Yeah.
It's literally like when
karaoke and comedy.
Yes, it's perfect. It's so perfect.
So like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like it's just so like what you were just saying, like it's the worst summer ever, or like, is it the best summer ever?
It's just a lot of extremes for me. Extreme highs, extreme lows.
But I'm saying like we have to remember like there's so much to be grateful for.
You know what? Also, like we don't do this with other seasons. It's not like, oh, I'm having a great winter. You know what I mean? It's like there's such like a weird.
We accept
summer
like
thing.
Winter is shitty, but with summer we're like high.
Right. And if it's like not good, do you know how hard it is to have 3 good months in a row? That's kind of crazy.
It is.
I don't know.
It is crazy.
Hot take on summer from me. But I think that also like we have fun all year round.
Truly,
most people do.
Also, and we live in New York.
Yeah.
And we leave New York. And I think that's the other thing is that like leave New York. People are like, how can you be in New York? Bitch, I got to go.
Like I haven't been in New York enough. Like I feel like I haven't gotten into like a swing of New York summer, but I'm just like also letting go of that. I'm like, let me get through this summer.
A swing of New York summer. We were in Greece, babe.
I know, but like
New York summer Greece.
Sometimes I feel like you miss one or two crucial parties because you gotta go home to fucking Pittsburgh.
You have FOMO. Like, her FOMO is insane.
It's actually
your
productive.
Party FOMO is crazy because I'm like, what? I was in Greece. I don't give a fuck what's happening in New York. I was in the
Not
ocean.
Not necessarily when I'm in Greece.
Laying on my back, just floating in the ocean. I kayaked.
I don't like to have scheduling conflicts. I don't like to have scheduling conflicts.
I hear you. I hear you. I don't know. Whatever happening in New York. We've been here for so long. We've seen it all.
I know, but I love a New York summer. I love being sticky as it's 90 degrees.
Disgusting. I do not like being sticky. I was disgusted today. I know, actually, today. I
too. All right, we should probably wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
I love you.
Anyway, I think this was a really good...
I feel this was cathartic. Wow, our studio audience almost walked directly in front of the camera.
In front of the camera. We would have murdered
you. She wants to get
you.
On camera. Who can blame her?
Yeah.
And her Jamaica shirt. Smile, man.
Okay, that's my shirt. That's my shirt. And she stole that from me. And she's been holding that for...
It looks great. Let me you brought her shirt to her house?
Yeah.
I love that. Show her his boss.
I got that. You know where I got that shirt?
Jamaica.
London. I bought that in London with you. You don't remember. We were thrifting.
Well, give me that.
We're always thrifting.
The mysterious black corset that I've left.
Oh, I need to bring it. It's not a corset. It's like
this is so boring.
Okay. All right. Anyways, I mean, this doesn't matter. We could cut this part out.
Thank you for listening. We did not do call to actions up top.
Okay, so we'll do them now.
If you're enjoying the podcast, please like, review,
subscribe,
share it with your friends. You have a friend who's unhinged, send her the pod. Spotify, very easy to rate.
Gorgeous. Yes. Rate us. Give us 5 stars. And
our TikTok. We're going to
Our TikTok.
Off on the TikTok.
Our TikTok is called Hoes with Feelings. So it's not embarrassing. Our TikTok is called Hoes with Feelings. And I am really trying to get it going where it needs to go.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's not embarrassing. We are promoting ourselves because we're trying to make that coin. Anyways, goodbye.